post-track meet coverage of the Class 1A qualifier in Northwood Kensett, where we saw North Butler and Clarksville take place here in Northwood Kensett for the Class 1A qualifier. North Butler boys sending a couple of automatic qualifiers. It's a 4x200 and a 4x800, and we're joined by North Butler boys track and field coach Kirk Clark following this meet. And coach, a couple of automatic qualifiers. The name Ameline is back going down to state. It seems like that's tradition for North Butler boys track and field. How'd you feel about your team here tonight?
The 4x8, I was really excited for those guys, you know. Ezra's been to state before, but, you know, Alex has been working his rear off just trying to get down there and cross country and track, and it just wasn't happening. But senior year, here it is. You know, he got it done, and I'm so proud of him. Traeger, he's the same way. You know, he's really been working hard. Got it done today as well, and it's just amazing. I'm really proud of those boys. The 4x2 team, you know, they said that they felt they really had a really good shot at it, and I was amazed with how well they ran and everything come together for them, and I guess we're going to state.
And we shouldn't mention that your shuttle hurdle relay was runner-up, so we'll find out across the state if you get an at-large there. 100-meter dash, stroker coupe was runner-up. Distance med was runner-up as well, so we'll wait until Friday until those are released. But a couple of runner-up finishes. You were third in the team standings, too, tonight. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, we've been up there for most of the season, you know, at top of most track meets, and you know, we score a lot of points. Our distance runners score a lot of points, and our, you know, our individuals, we score two places in each, and so we can score a lot of points. Just on the little short end, which is a bummer.
Was there a good mix of veteran leadership and kind of some young and up and coming track and fieldsters for you guys?
Well, I got five seniors on the team, so you know that's going to be hard to replace for next year, but I feel I have a solid team underneath them as well, and you know, we should be all right and just as competitive next year with some of the eighth graders moving up. So yeah, all the way through, all the boys get along real well and we get the job done together. So
it's a long season in terms of how many meets, but a short season how long it actually takes. And I guess finally, you already have two automatics going down. You have a couple that could get at large. We'll see, wait and see what happens there. But what do you do now in practice? I know you've sent events down to state before. What do you like to do before state? What do you tell the kids to do before state?
Well, we'll kind of figure out what we got to do, and then we'll put those teams together, and we'll just work on the little things, you know. With the relays, you know, the 4x2, we're going to have to keep working on batons, working on endurance and things like that. The distance runners, they'll keep pushing their miles like they always do. In our shuttle, which I feel we have a very good shot at that, you know, we're going to be pushing the hurdles tomorrow from the get-go, and we'll have a good weekend off and a couple days of work next week and head south.
There you go. Again, North Butler boys track and field coach joining us, Kirk Clark joining us, post track and field. Again, two automatic qualifiers in terms of events going down for North Butler boys, hoping for more for at-largest. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a fun night.